Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Chris joins us today for Blown Off. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Hey, Chris.
We're good. We're hoping you're getting blown off, though. Otherwise, this
we
is
aren't
a big
actually
waste.
Hoping you're getting blown
no,
off.
No, we're not hoping.
But that's the whole point of the call.
Are you getting blown off by somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we want to hear.
There you go.
Perfect. Well, because he said he was doing really, really well.
Right. No, I get it. Thank you for that.
Chris, what's going on? Who's breaking your heart, buddy? What's happening?
Her name's Heather.
Okay. And tell us, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we met on a dating website. I don't know if I should say the name.
Probably did. We don't want to get sued again.
Again.
We were chatting and stuff, like getting to know each other's personality, everything seemed cool. And I finally said, you know, like, why don't we get lunch? And we ended up getting lunch. A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And that went well. So, then I decided, all right, well, let's do a real date. And we went out, got some dinner, took her to a party, and it was cool. And, I think she had a really good time. It's just that now I've been texting her for like a week, and she's like totally gone. She's dropped off the radar.
So she hasn't texted you back at all?
No.
Okay. Have you gone back on the dating website and poked her or nudged her or bumped her?
Oh yeah, I've left her. Yeah.
Blew her kiss. I don't know what you even do on those things.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just like a chat function.
Okay, all right.
When you left the date, did you feel like there was anything off, or did you have a good feeling about having a second one?
Yeah, I mean I felt like it was a really fun date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seemed to have fun.
Did you get like really drunk and take your pants off or anything? Because I've done that before, and that just ruins the whole mood.
Every day he does that.
Yeah. No, you didn't like try to borrow money from her for like some investment property or anything. No.
No.
Okay. All right. Look, these are all things that have happened in the past. So we're just we're just going through. All right. Well, why don't we call Heather in just a minute and see if we can find out straight from the horse's mouth what happened? Okay.
Tight.
Okay.
Sweet.
Okay. Perfect.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Don't say a word. Just listen on the line. Here we go.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, hi, Heather.
Yeah?
Sorry, I thought you knew, by the way. You answered the phone.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was somebody else. The number that came up, I thought it was someone else. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. No problem. It's who did you think it was?
My friend, Jan.
Yeah, no, that's not us.
No.
No, we're not your friends.
Okay.
Heather, by the way, my name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Heather.
Oh, hey. Hey, guys. I listen to you all the time.
Yay. That's awesome.
Well, then we are friends. Listen, we had a question for you. Do you have a minute to talk to us live on the radio?
Sure.
Cool.
Heather, we wanted to ask you about a date that you went on with this dude, Chris.
Oh, what do you want to know?
Well, he seems to think that you guys had an amazing time, and he feels really confused why you don't want to see him again.
Yeah, it seems like you're blowing him off by, blowing him off and stuff.
Right.
Well, I mean, I just couldn't believe what he did. Did he tell you what we did?
No, he didn't tell us what you did. What'd you do?
No.
He took me to his high school reunion, his 20-year high school reunion. That was our first date. It was so weird.
Come on.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding you. It was bizarre. It was just bizarre. I didn't expect that. He's like, oh, dress up nice. We're going to go out somewhere nice, and then we're going to go to a party. And I was thinking, okay. So I dress up nice. We go to this nice dinner, and then he takes me to the party, and it's his reunion.
Who
does that?
God. And that was your first date?
Yes,
what's
our first date. I don't even know the guy. And I'm like, this is so weird. Why didn't he at least tell me that we were going to his reunion? But still, that's not a first date kind of thing to do, don't you think?
Chris, did you take her to your high school reunion for your first date?
Oh, my gosh. She's on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
What's wrong with that?
Are you joking? Is that a serious question?
It was really awkward, Chris. It was weird.
Okay, all right. Hang on. And Heather, you say it was pretty awkward.
It was really awkward. I mean, I felt like he brought me there to kind of like prove that he wasn't alone or make people think he was married or something. I mean, I had people giving me like the third degree. This one girl was giving me the evil eye the whole night. Must have been like an ex-girlfriend or something. And he's trying to act like it's no big deal. It was so weird.
Chris,
I don't even know him. I'm trying to make up answers to people's questions because I don't know the guy.
Chris, why do you feel like that was an appropriate place to take Heather for the first date?
I don't know. I mean, that it was a party. You know, like,
it was a party. But you told her, okay, did you tell her I'm taking you to a party or did you tell her I'm taking you to my 20th high school reunion?
I said I'm taking her to a party and then, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's like, people don't even want to go to their own high school reunions, right. Never mind someone else's.
I mean, she was whatever. I mean, it's like if it had been a regular party, she wouldn't have known anybody anyway.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, the difference is there's more expectation at a 20... Like, if you take someone to a high school reunion, probably people are thinking you guys are involved in some way, and this was your first date.
So, yeah. It was a second date.
Is that what your intention was? Did you want people to think you were, you know, not alone?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't say to her, like, pretend you're my wife or something.
Well, that's good.
You know?
I mean, it still kind of feels like you were, like, you know, making sure you had a date to bring to this reunion more than you were into Heather.
No, I mean, I am into Heather. I am.
All right, so Heather, did you mention something to him at the high school reunion? Like, WTF are you doing? Like, that kind of, yeah. Like, why the hell are we here? Take me home.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't want to embarrass him and some of his friends and stuff. So I just kind of played along, you know, and just smiled and tried to make conversation. I don't know. It was really awkward. I felt really uncomfortable. I kind of looked at him funny a couple of times.
He didn't seem to catch on to what I was saying.
So, Heather, why don't you just tell him, like, when you got back in the car that was really awkward and why did you take me there?
Well, at that point, I was just, like, over it. I was okay. You know, this is really weird. I don't know what this guy's deal is. I kind of felt used a little bit, to
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah.
A little bit, I would think.
I don't know if he was trying to just, you know, pretend like he had a relationship going on. He didn't want to show up there alone or something.
Right. Sure. Which is understandable.
No, dude, hey, I get that. My 10-year high school reunion, there was this guy there. I was convinced he hired an escort. Swear to God. I was like, dude, there's no way that's your wife. All right, well, listen, here's my question, I guess, Heather. If you went on like a normal date, maybe to, you know, a movie or just dinner, would you want to go out with Chris again or...
I could give him a second chance. I mean, he was a nice guy, and we did have a nice time at dinner. It just, the whole thing kind of was weird, but I guess I could try again.
Really? You're like the nicest person I've ever talked to on the phone ever.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Chris, all right, well, would you be willing to take Heather out again to someplace that's not quite as, you know, bizarre?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, there you go. This is great. All right. Well, hang on one second. Maybe we'll hook you guys up with some, I don't know, Arby's gift cards.
Fidget
or something.
Spinners.
Oh yeah, perfect. Fidget spinners and Smoothie King for everyone.
Hang tight.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Romantic.
Here's a date for you.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.